Welcome to the Parasha and Halakha audio series, a presentation of contemporary halachic topics as they relate to the Parashat HaShavua. The Sephardic Halakha Center is committed to advancing the research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halakha consultation, monetary Bedin services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, and for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email us at info@theshc.org. The following is an introduction from Harav Shmuel Pinchasi Shlita, the Nasi of the Sephardic Halakha Center, followed by a loose translation of his remarks.
אני חייב לומר במילים ספורות שגדולה תלמוד שביאה לידי מעשה ורבותינו ראו את נושא ההלכה עד כמה זה חשוב עד שאומרים שחדי קודש הבריחו לעסוק לשמת את העליבה דהילחתה חזל אומרים אוהב השם שערי ציון מכל משכנות יעקב אוהב השם שערים המצוינים בהלכה יותר מכל בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות כמה זה חשוב בתי כנסת, כמה זה חשוב בתי מדרשות. אין ספק שכל מילה בתורה יש בזה תילי תילין של שכר בעולם הזה, בעולם הבא, אבל אין מעלה כגודל לימוד התורה, במיוחד כשמגיע הלכה למעשה. עד כדי כך שחזל אומרים שמאז שחרב בית המקדש, לא זזה השכינה מכותל המערבי, אבל רבותינו אומרים שאין לו לקדוש ברוך הוא אלא דלת אמות של הלכה. כלומר, יש שני דברים. יש כותל המערבי, יש בית המקדש שלצערנו עדיין אנחנו מתאבים ושואבים, שואפים לקיים את הלקים שכינה מאפרה, אבל אין לו לקדוש ברוך הוא אלא דלת אמות של הלכה. זו מעלת ההלכה. והחתם סופר מסביר ואומר, יש שניים שהקדוש ברוך הוא בוכה עליהם. אחד שיכול ללמוד והוא לא לומד. והשני שהוא לא יכול ללמוד ולומד שואל החתם סופר שאלה ידועה ומפורסמת בשלם אדם שיכול ללמוד ולא לומד אז הקדוש ברוך הוא בוכה עליו כי חבל על דאבדים עוד כישרון, עוד כוח אבל למה הקדוש ברוך הוא בוכה על מי שלא יכול ללמוד ולומד אומר החתם סופר פילי פלאות אומר הוא לא יכול ללמוד פלפול והוא לומד פלפול, והיה יכול להיות גדול בהלכה. היה יכול להיות במושגים של הלכה מסיק שמת תליבה דהלכתה. הוא יכול להגיע לדרגות של ללבד הלכה. אבל הוא לא לומד הלכה, הוא לומד דבר אחר. ועל זה הקדוש ברוך הוא כואב, ועל זה הוא בעצם בוכה, כאילו חבל מאוד שהוא מתעסק בדברים אחרים, שהם אולי באמת חשובים, אבל אין להם תועלת כל כך. כמו זה שיכול להגיע לידי הלכה, לליבון ההלכה. ולכן אני אומר, אשריכם ואשר חלקכם, שאתם עוסקים בלימוד ההלכה, ובמיוחד הרבנים הגאונים, שהם באמת תורמים מזמנם, ממרצם, מעונם ועונם, הונם ועונם, שברוך השם באים ועושים מלאכת קודש, ללמוד וללמד הלכה צרופה, הלכה ברורה. אני מאחל לכולם שידיכם לגאון ולתפארת, ולעלות בעזרת השם ביתר סד וביתר עוז בלימוד ההלכה ובעזרת השם שכר לימודכם יעלה בידכם להגדיל תורה ולהדירה אמן
רב שמואל בן חסי says the following with the permission of my brothers and friends I just want to say a few words about the greatness of Talmud Torah which leads to action Chachamim extol the virtue of Limud Halakha so much that they state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special pleasure in the study of Torah for the purpose of knowing the correct Halakha. Chazal say, on the Pasuk, Ohev Hashem Sha'aret Zion Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the study halls of Halakha more than any other Batei Knesset and Batei Midrash. There is no doubt that every word of Torah merits a tremendous amount of reward in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. But there is no greater virtue than the study of Torah halakha lema'aseh. The rabbis say that since the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the Shekhinah has not left the Kotel HaMa'arvi. On the other hand, the rabbis also say that after the destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has in his world the four Amot of Halacha. Hachamim are comparing our yearning for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash and restoring the glory of the Shekhinah to the tremendous Ma'ala of studying Halacha. The Hatam Sofer explains that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over two types of people, one who can learn and does not learn, and one who cannot learn and learns. The question is obvious. It is clearly unfortunate that one who can learn and does not learn. The question is obvious. Clearly, it is unfortunate that one can learn and does not learn. What a waste of potential and kohot. However, what is wrong with one who cannot learn and nevertheless pushes himself to learn? The Hatam Sofer answers that the Gemara is referring to one who cannot learn on the deep level of Pilpul, and nevertheless attempts to do so at the expense of knowing Halakha. This, so to speak, pains HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that although this person is obviously learning important things, still, he is neglecting the important study of Halakha. Therefore, I commend those who study Halakha, especially the very knowledgeable rabbis of the Sephardic Halakha Center, who invest time, effort, and money in clarifying and arriving at the proper halachic conclusion and teaching them to the Tzibur. I bless them to continue with this Melechat HaKodesh, and may they merit to see much success in this great endeavor, Lehagdil Torah u'Ha'adira. Amen.
The following Shi'or has been delivered by Rabbi Eitan Aviv, member of the Bet Havad Kolele Dayanut, and has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halacha Center.
For more shiurim or information, please visit vshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
Parashat Bamidbar. We're approaching the Yom Tov Av Shavuot, and we're going to speak today about the mitzvah of Birkot HaTorah for a person that stayed up the whole night. The Beit Yosef in Siman Mem Zayin brings down from the Rosh in Masechet Berachot that a person that woke up in the middle of the night to go learn in the Beit HaMidrash, so he has to say Birkot HaTorah before he starts learning, even though it's in the middle of the night, the morning, the day didn't come yet, still he has to say Birkot HaTorah. That's what the Rosh says. However, Rabbeinu Tam, Tosafot in Masechet Berachot, Yud Aleph Amud Bet, brings down from Rabbeinu Tam that he argues on this halacha, and he holds that if a person woke up in the middle of the night, does not have to say Birkot HaTorah, and only when Alot HaShachar comes, when it comes at Alot HaShachar, the beginning of the day, that's the time for Birkot HaTorah. The Achronim explain Shitat Rabbeinu Tam, that he goes and he holds that the Birkot HaTorah is like Birkot HaShachar. In the same way Birkot HaShachar starts from Alot HaShachar, so too Birkot HaTorah also starts from Alot HaShachar. Therefore, if a person woke up early, does not have to say Birkot HaTorah, the same way he doesn't have to say Birkot HaShachar. Only the Chiyuv is Chal, only before Alot HaShachar. So we have a Machloket. Again, if a person woke up in the middle of the night, does he have to say Birkot HaTorah or not? The Rosh says yes, and Rabbeinu Tam says no. Now, what's going to be the opposite case? If a person did not sleep the whole night, like we do by Shavuot, we're up the whole night, and then comes Alot HaShachar, do you have to say Birkot HaTorah or not? Now, if you make a cheshbon, really, Birkot HaTorah, you said the morning before Shavuot, right? Erev Shavuot, you woke up for Shacharit, you said Birkot HaTorah, then you're up the whole day, the Erev Yom Tov, then comes the night, you're up the whole night, so the Birkot HaTorah are still around, you didn't go to sleep yet. So what's going to be by Alot HaShachar of the Yom Tov of Shavuot? After you're up the whole night, comes Alot HaShachar. Do you have to say a beracha, Birkot HaTorah, or not? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, like we said before, that it's like Birkot HaShachar, BePashtut, you should say now Birkot HaTorah. The same way now you say, Pokeach Nevrim, Safi Binan Afchin Min Yom Alayla, all the Birkot HaShachar. We also have to say the other part of Birkot HaShachar, which is Birkot HaTorah, according to Rabbeinu Tam. However, according to the Rosh, that Birkot HaTorah is not like Birkot HaShachar. Birkot HaTorah is more like Birkat HaMitzvot that you do before you learn. So, if I had a hefsek of Shena, a person went to sleep, so that's a hefsek. And therefore, it stops the Birkot HaTorah that you did in the morning. And if a person slept at night, woke up in the middle of the night, that's when the Rosh says, you have to say another beracha, because the sleeping is a hefsek. Masha'in Ken, if you're talking about the person was up the whole night, there was no hefsek from his Birkot HaTorah. Therefore, according to the Rosh, if you're up the whole night, you do not have to say Birkot HaTorah. Now, by Alot HaShachar, you could rely and use the Birkot HaTorah that you said earlier in Erev Shavuot. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Birkot HaTorah is like Birkot HaShachar, so then you should say Birkot HaTorah in the morning of Shavuot, even though you did not sleep the whole night. What do we hold the halacha? The Rosh holds that you don't make a beracha, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch holds that if a person woke up, the first halacha we learn, first woke up in the middle of the night, does he have to say a beracha or not? Shulchan Aruch posek, he has to say a beracha, because the Torah in the middle of the night, like the Rosh, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So what should come out, if you hold like the Rosh, not like Rabbeinu Tam, comes out that if a person was up the whole night, he should not say a beracha. Of course, we all like the Rosh that it's not a Birkot HaShachar. If a person was up, woke up in the middle of the night, he has to say Birkot HaTorah because of a hefsek of Shena, the sleeping is a hefsek. So you have to say now. So to the opposite, if a person was up the whole night, he should not say Birkot HaTorah in the morning. And that's how, who holds like that halacha? The Gra, the Gom Mevilna, the Magen Avraham, and the Pri Chadash. However, the other Achronim, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Pri Megadim, Kaf HaChaim, they are b'midayek from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch in a different place, not like that, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Bet, says that if a person was up at night, he did not go to sleep by Shkia time, right? So he was up the whole day. And then he's up also by night. So what should he do by night? Does he have to say a new beracha, Birkot HaTorah, or not? So every one of us, if we ask this question, you would say that he does not have to say Birkot HaTorah. Why would he say Birkot HaTorah? He didn't go to sleep, there was no hefsek. Why by night you shouldn't? Why should you say again Birkot HaTorah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, interesting lashon. He says that you don't have to say Birkot HaTorah. You know why? Because halayla holech achar hayom she'avar. You don't have to make a bracha because the layla is continuing the day from before. So the achronim are being aware over here in the Shulchan Aruch. If a Shulchan Aruch holds that any time there was no hefsek, you don't have to say again Birkot HaTorah, even if a few days it went like that, a person did not sleep for a few days, there was no hefsek, doesn't have to say Birkot HaTorah again. So why is he saying that by night, the reason you don't have to say Birkot HaTorah again every night is because it goes continuing, HaLaila HaLech Acharayom. Why does he have to say that? Just say that there was no hefsek. Elamai, we see from here that Bevadai Shulchan Aruch holds Birkot HaTorah is something that you have to do every day. And the only reason is that the Laila, the next night, is connected to the day before. Akol Panim Rinyan Birkot HaTorah. So that's the only reason you don't have to repeat because the Torah by night doesn't expire the bracha that you did in the morning. Because it has shayachut to each other. But if you're talking about the next day already, so Sunday morning I said Birkot HaTorah, and then Monday morning I did not sleep the whole night. Monday morning, do I have to say Birkot HaTorah or not? So that we say that has no shayachut to the day before. Laila olecha hayom, but the next yom is for sure not part of this yom. So according to that, even if you're not mafsik, you should say another beracha of Birkot HaTorah. So we're coming on in the meantime that Shulchan Aruch holds the halacha that Birkot HaTorah is something that you have to say even if you were up the whole night. In the morning you have the Birkot HaTorah, and that's what Minhag HaSefaradim is, that even if we're up the whole night, we still say all the Birkot HaShachar, including Birkot HaTorah. Now, the question is like this. But what's the reason for that? Why is it that if a person was up the whole night, in the morning he has to say Birkot HaTorah? The Rosh has a good ta'ana. The Rosh says that there was no hefsek, there was no sleeping which was mafsik. So why in the world you make a Birkot HaTorah again? There was no hefsek. So there's a kushiyah that Achronim are very busy with this question. Prim Gadim and Siv Katan Yud Beth asked this question. And he says that maybe you have to say that the person, when he says the Birkat HaTorah, he only wants the Birkat HaTorah in the morning. As he said it Sunday morning, he only wants it to work from Sunday morning to Monday morning. He doesn't want it to work more than that. En da'ato ela al me'et le'et. That's what the person thinks. Why is he thinking like that? Because usually he sleeps by night. So maybe he has in mind that it should be put there the whole day and whatever he needs from the night, and that's it. But that's the terut on this question. Achronim understand that the reason, again, a person is supposed to say Birkat HaTorah in the morning, even though he was up the whole night, the reason is because his kavanah, his tam kavanah, was not to include the next day in his beracha. Therefore, he has to say another beracha on Monday morning. But we have to understand this halacha, what the achronim say, it's not so poshut. Why not? Because we were saying that a person says he wants the baracha only to go for 24 hours, not for more than that. Who said you could do such a thing? Yechora is already a machloket achronim in this situation. To watch show, and you already ask Iman, Yutesiv Katan Yudzain, says that you cannot be magbil your beracha. You can't limit your beracha. And that's what the Tavuot Shor says. You cannot be magbil the beracha. They're talking about beracha of beracha l'shechita over there, and that's sugiyah. When you mevarech on shechita, so you want the beracha only to go for a few hours, and then you want to say another beracha afterwards. So Tevoat Shlosh says you cannot be limit your beracha. However, the Pichadash says that you could be mechaven not to be poter the animal, certain animals for shechita. So comes out that according to the Tevoat Shlosh, that a person cannot limit his beracha. We're going to have to find a different terutz. So this kushiyah, again, how is it possible that we hold like the Rosh, that if a person woke up in the middle of the night, he has to say a beracha because the sleeping is a hefsek, so he has to say another beracha. If we're saying that the sleeping is considered a hefsek, and therefore you have to say another beracha, so why is it that when he wakes up in the... He's sleeping, he has to make a bracha. So why is it if he stayed up the whole night, then he does not have to say, why do we say that he has to say a bracha? We're saying that if he was up the whole night, Halacha is, we have to say another bracha. Why? If there was no hefsek, you shouldn't say another bracha. And don't answer me that because we're going like Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's like Birkot HaShachar. And if a person wakes up in the middle of the night, he doesn't have to say a bracha. And we don't like that. We hold if a guy wakes up in the middle of the night, he has to say a bracha. Because there was a hefsek. It's not like Birkot HaShachar. So why is it, again, that if a person stayed up the whole night, why does he have to say a bracha in the Rot HaShachar of Birkot HaTorah? So l'chora, what you have to say is that the reason a person have to say, we have to say that we hold from both halachot. That means like this, the reason a person has to say a bracha every day, even according to Shitat HaShulchan Aruch, we also hold that Birkot HaTorah has somewhat to do with Birkot HaShachar, that a person has to say it every day. In other words, every day when the sun comes up, the Alot HaShachar is mechayev anu hoda'a on the Netinat HaTorah, that Hashem gave us the Torah. The same way you modeh on different things in the guf, with the Nesechvi, with the Sebegvura, Birkot HaShachar, so too Birkot HaTorah also has in it Birkot HaShvach, to be Meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we got the Torah. That's Chal every day by Alot HaShachar. And that's similar to Shitat Rabbeinu Tam, that every day on Alot HaShachar you have to say a Beracha. That would answer why, if a person stayed up the whole night, he has to say a Beracha by Alot HaShachar Birkot HaTorah, because it's like Birkot HaShachar. Now, what do we ask? If a person woke up in the middle of the night, now the Shulchan Aruch posek that he has to say a Beracha. Why does he have to say a Beracha? Birkot HaShachar you don't have to say. So why do you have to say Birkot HaTorah? The answer is, because Birkot HaTorah has two halachot in it. One halacha is, before you learn, you had to say a Beracha before. It's like Beracha, Birkat HaMitzvot. Before you do a mitzvah, you have to say a Beracha. So before it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, you have to say a Beracha. If a person woke up in the middle of the night, he wants to learn, where's the Beracha? Before you learn, you have to say a Beracha. The Beracha from yesterday, you lost because you slept. So where's the Beracha for learning? You gotta say a Beracha. That's the Shitat HaShulchan Aruch. Besides that, a person that stayed up the whole night, now comes Alot HaShachar, so we say that he has to say another Beracha, even if it wasn't Mafsik. Why does he have to say another Beracha? Because Be'alot HaShachar is the new Chiyuv to say Birkat HaTorah, to be Meshabeach Hashem every day like Birkot HaShachar. Now, if a person woke up early in the middle of the night, so we said he has to say Birkot HaTorah because it's like Birkot HaShvach before you learn how to say Beracha. The question is, the Perech Hadash is me'orer, a very interesting question. A person woke up 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, Savadi, he says Birkot HaTorah, and now he learns. Then what happens by Alot HaShachar? Comes Alot HaShachar, we all know, but it doesn't say another Beracha. But why not? If you hold about Alot HaShachar, there's a new chiyuv, like Birkot HaShachar, so he should also say Birkot HaTorah, right, Be'amud HaShachar, even though he said it earlier. So on that, what would you have to say that Birkot HaShachar also, technically a person could do it after Chatzot HaLaila, he could do it. It doesn't have to be mamish by Alot HaShachar, he could do it even before. So therefore, over here, that he wants to use his Birkot HaTorah from before Alot HaShachar, so he could use those Birkot HaTorah, because even regular Birkot HaShachar, Hanotena Sechvi, Hanotena Ef Kuachot, these Birkot, you could use it if you said it before Alot HaShachar. So to Birkot HaTorah also, you have to, Birkot HaTorah also, you could use the one from before. One more question. It is a very common question. What's going to be if a person is learning the whole night, let's say B'Lel Shavuot, and then comes Alot HaShachar, and it's not time to pray yet, and now he wants to continue learning by Alot HaShachar, but he didn't say Birkot HaTorah yet. Could he continue learning after Alot HaShachar without Birkot HaTorah, or he has to stop and say Birkot HaTorah and then continue learning? So, l'chora, because it is the issur to learn without Birkot HaTorah. You're not allowed to learn without Birkot HaTorah. It's like performing the mitzvah without beracha. Some say Birkot HaTorah is even like Birkat HaNe'anim, the Avnei Ezer says, and therefore a person is not allowed to eat before he makes a beracha. So he's not allowed to learn, which is like the Hana before Birkot HaTorah. So, the Chorah, what should come out, that a person is allowed to learn after Alot HaShachar. He was up the whole night. Once he continued learning after Alot HaShachar, he could learn without a beracha. The reason is like this. If you make the cheshbon, it should come out like this. That if you go with the Rosh, that you don't have to, that everything is talui in hefsek. So there was no hefsek because he was up the whole night. Because he's using the beracha from yesterday. So bevada, he doesn't have to say another beracha by Alot HaShachar. And even according to Rabbi Nutam, that every day be'alot ha'shachar, there's no chiyuv to say beracha, but that is a chiyuv, that's berkot ha'shvach, to be meshabeach Hashem. That, you're allowed to learn before that. The same way in the morning, you're allowed to learn before you said berkot ha'shachar, notel ha'sechvi, before you said all those berachot, as long as you said berkot ha'torah, you're allowed to learn. So too over here. Mitzad, the beracha for the berkat ha'mitzvot, I have, because I had from yesterday, according to the Rosh. And even Rabbi Nutam is masking to that, there was no hefsek. Elamai, there's a new chiyuv every morning by Elot HaShachar to say a Birkot HaShachar to be Meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Netinat HaTorah, but there's no Issur to learn before that. So therefore, I could continue learning even after Elot HaShachar, and then when I'm done learning, I could say the Birkot HaTorah, even according to Shitat Rabbi Nutam. I saw afterwards that the Marashag in Chelek Aleph Siman Samech Pet also says like that, that if a person is allowed to continue learning even after Alot HaShachar.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of Halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a Halakha consultation, monetary Beit Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200 TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.